The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey now, say now, what's good, y'all? It's Dead the Protector. It's about time to watch your head for today. I'm hoping everyone's day was blessed, and let's get into what causes stress. Injuries. Alright guys, today we're going to talk about sprains. Hope everyone's day was good today, by the way. But today we're going to talk about sprain. So what is a sprain? A sprain is the stretching or the tearing of a ligament. And it's like also like the fibrous tissue that you have that connects your bones and also your joints. There's multiple types of sprains. So first we're going to start off with the most common sprain known in the basketball world. Since I'm a basketball athlete, I'll give some information about myself. Is a sprained ankle. So like this injury occurs like when you roll your ankle or like when you twist your ankle as well. Basically just like any types of like awkward landings or weird rolls in your ankle, you'd feel it on your ankle because it's the most pivotal, one of the most pivotal joints in your body, and it maneuvers very well. And like when you just like maybe just land on it wrong, or jump in the air and come down off a rebound, or jump and dunk, or just step on someone's shoe. Like, those are really common ways to, like, really, like, sprain your ankle and really be out for a little bit from a sprained ankle. There's also a sprained knee, which I've also had before. And that's just, like, you know, remember how I said the fibrous tissues that's connected in your joints? So this is the one that's connected from your leg bone all the way up to your knee, and you'll feel it's like the right on top of where your patella is where you would feel the sprain at in your knee. This one also occurs from like twisting your knee or hyperextending it possibly as well. You can end up spraining your knee. I could talk about another one I've had also as an athlete, which is a sprained thumb. I have both those right now actually, and it's the ligament that's connecting the bone here is from the top of your thumb all the way down to where close to where your wrist is. So you'll feel it mostly under the pivotal joint where you can maneuver your thumb around. That is where you'll feel where you sprained it at. And then there's another really bad one, which is a sprained wrist, which y'all can probably guess I've also had before. And this one's just like the stretching and tearing of the ligament and the wrist area as well. This one probably hurt the worst, I think. Probably hurt the worst because I couldn't really shoot with my wrist. So I actually had to like really take time away from basketball. Like when I sprained my ankles in games, I used to just tie my shoes up a little bit tighter, or I get ankle tape, or then I just wear ankle braces. But even with kind of like my knee, I could wear a knee brace and it keep my knee from getting out of place and I could play on it. But when my wrist was messed up, it was hard. Even when I taped my wrist, it would still hurt extremely bad to play on. So I had to really sit out for this one. Well, the treatment is also very similar to previous treatments we've had before. And I hope everyone can guess, it's the Rice treatment. Resting, ice, compression, and elevation. So basically, we're going to talk about just like mild sprains can really be treated at your own convenience and in your own home as well, because you could just ice it, make sure you elevate it. You don't really have to go to a hospital for these. You can have it elevated, have it compressed, make sure you rest. Like, it's all on you on how quickly you come back from these injuries. So if you just take your time, make sure you do what you're supposed to do and rest, put ice on it, ice for about 15 minutes, take it off, whichever area it is, if it's in your ankle, knee, thumb, wrist, or just take it, make sure you take it off, put the ice on for 15 minutes, take it off. Make sure you do this a few times throughout the day, and it should really help your injury. If it is like a severe sprain, and you know how we've talked about how ligaments can get messed up in these, if it's a severe sprain, you might have to get surgery, which sucks, I know. But with severe sprains, which are really detrimental and horrible for any athlete to have, you're going to end up needing to get a little bit of surgery. And then if you've done what you've needed to do, after like 2 weeks, your strain or like the sprain will feel so much better. And like you should really just try to just like avoid doing anything that's going to agitate these joints. So you shouldn't be running, jogging, like doing like hard jogs, walking. If it's on your ankle, you should be trying to keep the pressure off that one ankle. You know what I'm saying? Or if it's on one knee, you should try and walk. So probably maybe want to get crutches so you just keep the pain off one knee, because you don't want to keep agitating it. Like, that's the worst thing you can do. You know what I'm saying? And then just for like, if you have to get surgery, I know they said 8 to 10 weeks on this website is the best time to just like rest up on your sprained ankle or your whatever ligament or joint that was messed with when you sprained your wrist, thumb, knee, or ankle. You should probably take time, 8 to 10 weeks, and not put as much pressure on it and use it to the capacity that it's used to being used on. And there's a common thing, like people, they say a sprain and a strain's kind of similar, but we have not talked about the difference between these two. So the difference between a strain and a sprain is that the injuries of a sprain are like bands of tissues that connect your bones together. And then like the strain involves an injury of like your muscles. So, like even like when you know you have a bunch of back muscles, so people strain their back. They don't sprain their back, if you get what I'm saying. And like you don't strain your biceps. I mean, you don't sprain your biceps, you strain it because it's a muscle. So all your muscles are what you strain. The joints, ligaments, like your wrist, thumb, knee, ankle, like the pivotal parts of your body, those are ones you sprain. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to talk about like the symptoms of a sprained ankle. So a sprained ankle, a big symptom is like you can see like an open pop kind of red. It's swollen up. Depending on how severe it is, it's like bruised up. You'll have limited movement on the specific area if it's a sprained ankle. You'll probably hear like a popping noise when you try and like move it around. You'll obviously feel a lot of pain if you like keep putting pressure on it. When there's a thing where you should probably see a doctor, so we're gonna talk about when you should see a doctor. Like I told you guys earlier, it's mostly most of them can be treated at home, but you should probably see a doctor if you literally cannot move that pivotal area, if it's your thumb, wrist, ankle, knee, whatever. That's when you should probably start to go try and see a doctor. Like you can't put any weight on it even after like a few days. The pain keeps getting worse and worse. You might want to go see a doctor. And like if you're starting to get numbness in the area, you really, really want to go see a doctor very quickly. And I think that's about it for that part. You know what I'm saying? It's not too hard to like tell what's bad and what's not, or what's too severe for you to try and handle on your own. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna talk about when a sprain occurs and like what to do. So if it's like an overextended tear in the ligament from putting too much stress on it, you must do this, the followings for each of these. So like if it's your ankle, if you're to recover quicker, you wanna walk or exercise just a tad bit on like an uneven surface, and it's just like trying to like build kind of muscle back in it. Not necessarily muscle, but like just like strengthen it. But you want to refrain from jumping, so you must move very slow. With your knee, injury, there's a way. Let me tell you guys about the injuries and how these could occur in specific ways for like my sport or any sport with like the stop and turn. So like for your knee, like you can be pivoting and just move it kind of awkwardly and it can get hurt. you can land on your wrist and it like outstretched your hand and it hurt when you fall on it. That's how you could feel it immediately that you'd messed up your wrist. Your thumb, it just stuck in someone's jersey and pulls on it, just overexhausts the energy in it, you know what I'm saying? But I can tell you guys about a quick little story about when I sprained my ankle and what I had to do during the game, because it was a big game. So my quarterfinal game of my senior year of high school, I had the ball, drove right. Guy, I was going up for a layup. He jumps on my ankle as I'm going up. And I go up and land awkwardly, like on the side of my foot. And I immediately knew right there that my ankle was twisted and I had rolled my ankle. And I didn't think I sprained it at first. I just knew I really rolled it really bad. And then I had to like come out the game for a little bit. I tied my shoe up like really tight to like try and get rid of most of the pain, or so I could like help my team go for the win. Because we were up 3 with 4 minutes left, and I knew I had to come back and play. So I tied it up, and then after the game, I went to go see the athletic trainer and went to check it out, and it was like really already like bruised. It was red and black, kind of. You can tell it was getting really bad, even though I had like compressioned it and like made it tight even while playing the game, but it was already like agitated because of the way I kind of fell. But all true story though, I did play the semifinal game and we lost by 1. But I felt like it was all worth it and I risked the injury again. But probably not smart to play on it, guys. Now we're going to talk about how to like prevent the injury. So if you stretch every day, which most athletes should be doing on the regular, if you stretch every day, you'll be completely fine. And, well, not completely fine, but you'll have a higher chance of not twisting or any of these, messing up your knee, ankle, wrist, or thumb. If you just stretch. If you do, like, fitness, any activity like that, conditioning stuff, anything to, like, minimize your risk of sprains is really what's good for you to try and do. Being in shape for your sport, like, if you're like overweight, it's gonna hurt your ankles or knees when you land on it a little bit worse. So if you're just like in shape for your sport, make sure you take care of your body, being an athlete, and make sure you're putting in your body what you need your body to put out. It'll help you from not inevitably, but keep you from twisting any of these or spraining any of these. Your joints, you gotta really take care of them. You're gonna need them when you're older, so. The best advice I can give you is for people who have bad ankles is to tape your ankles or brace them, because that's what our coach makes us do. And it just, like, really helps you, like, from twisting and spraining your ankle all the time. And it really just makes a difference for you guys.